Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Jets may feel a little bit better today about what happened yesterday. He said they won a game. You know, they went out there and they played their best game offensively. And I was thinking towards the end of that game that had the Jets lost that game, I couldn't even imagine how many people would have been blaming Aaron Rodgers when Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with losing that game. Aaron Rodgers had everything to do with winning the game.
Yeah, those players on defense are the biggest losers I've ever seen. I cannot believe that they gave up the amount of yardage and first downs that they did to Mac Jones in that offense. I mean, it was startling. I mean, I think they had something like, I looked down at it when I was watching the game, I think they had something like 16 first downs in the first half, which I don't think that they had done in the previous two games. The offense looked good. But look at the Jaguars here. Yeah, 27 first downs and 421 yards of offense. And if you know anything about football, you know that the Jaguars have had one of the worst offenses in the league the entire year. And it's gotten worse since Mac Jones has been the quarterback.
Well, look at their third down efficiency, you know, over 50%. Which
it's
is amazing.
So bad.
And, you know, and then it really came down to Mac Jones turning into Mac Jones.
Yeah, so yeah, there's a couple turnovers, and that ended up being a big deal. And the offense looked good, and Devontae Adams looked good. And that stuff you can't deny. But, I mean, it's the Jets fan who was hanging on to any sort of hope and then saw this yesterday. And it's like, oh, you know, this is why, you know, you think about running it back next year. Okay. So, you know, in the 2 years, and the other argument that I love that people make is like, well, now Aaron Rodgers is fully healthy. Oh, okay. So he's fully healthy when they're 4-10. And the majority of the time he's been here, he's been hurt. And he's 41 years old. But let's bring him back and hope that he's healthy next year.
I'll tell you, the last two games he played in Florida in warm weather, he looked great.
Yeah, well, too bad that's not what we have up here for the majority of the time. And you also have to go to Buffalo. And yes, you get a chance to go to Miami. But, I mean, that's one game out of the year. I mean, just to think that, oh, this is what Aaron Rodgers looks like when he's healthy. Well, guess what? He can't stay healthy. And to assume that he's going to stay healthy next year is stupid. And you're not going to compete, even if he is healthy. You're not competing with the best teams in the AFC.
I know, but it all depends on who the coach is next year for the Jets as to whether or not he's going to end up staying here.
Yeah.
I that's all I'm saying. If it's a big personality head coach, he's going to want a guy that he can win with, and then they try to draft the guy. Maybe they develop a guy. I mean, the other options are relatively not exciting
for the quarterback position, but I really don't think you got to look at it like apples to apples in that situation. I think the choice is, do we bring Aaron Rodgers back to try to make the playoffs and have a decent season, or do we start our massive rebuild that we're going to have to do after next season anyway right now? Do we get started with that right now as opposed to delaying it another year, dealing with all of his drama, probably another injury? I mean, that's really the question. Not so much who is the quarterback better than Aaron Rodgers going to play next year. No, that right there, it's going to be hard to answer that question. You're right. But the better question is, why not get the rebuild started now as opposed to basically sticking around and watching this Jets team go to another, at the very best, like 9-8 record next year and not get anywhere near the best teams in the conference, like the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens and so on, because you're just not going to be able to compete with them.
You know, for me, the thing that I look at is that here we are late in the season, and he's thrown the best he's thrown since he's gotten here. Because we didn't see him in the first year, of course. But this year, I mean, these passes, some of these throws that he's making, I mean, they're as good as anybody in the NFL, if not the best in the NFL.
Right, but this is what, this see, you're falling for the same thing these guys fall for.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When he's been healthy, which is what now? It's been, this is the healthiest, but it's been two games out of the how many that he possibly could have played.
Both he and Kirk Cousins are coming off of, Achilles. It's not easy. Look, I'm not sitting here telling you that, you know, he should be here for the next 10 years. I'm just telling you that if they do hire a known coach, a known personality,
they won't.
That guy is not going to want to go into a game with Jameis Winston. He's not going to want to go into a game with Derek Carr. He's not going to want to go into a game with, you know, Sam Darnold. He's not going to want to go into a game with any of those guys.
And I'll tell you, Sam Darnold's played 50 million times better than Aaron Rodgers has in any game out of the season. So and he's, what, 14 years younger than him?
Yeah, but the reason they're not going to bring Sam Darnold back here.
Well, yeah,
I'm saying.
But if you're just comparing those two quarterbacks, like...
Yeah, but they're not going to bring Sam back here. So, like, what are the alternatives? And they're certainly not in range for one of these top two quarterbacks, and hopefully one of these top two quarterbacks, I guess if they're drafted by the Giants and it's another new coach and another new system, you know, is that guy going to play right out of the gate? I would hope not, but who knows with the pressure around here and the expectations of the fan base... Who knows? I mean, yeah. It's crazy. With this Bill Belichick signing at North Carolina now, it kind of just makes you, like, who would be the guys to come in and run the Giants?
To run the Giants? I mean, I think it's going to be Dable and Chain. That's why I keep saying that. I don't think that John Mara is going to be enticed by anybody outside of Ben Johnson to come in and do it. I mean, I think, you know, there's certain guys that I could see – you know, Woody Johnson, you know, bringing in Aaron Glenn, or maybe Woody Johnson going with the combination of John Robinson and Vrabel, which you could do worse than that, even though John Robinson made one of the worst trades in the history of the NFL, or at least in the last decade of the NFL when he traded A.J. Brown to the Eagles. But, you know, I could see that happening. For the Giants, I think it, this is why I think it's these two guys. And I don't think it even matters how the rest of it looks like. I think they're, the way they look at it is we're going to give these guys an opportunity to work with the quarterback that they draft, either one or two at the top of the draft, because there's nobody else out there that we're going to bring in that we feel better about than these guys. I mean, and I know that sounds crazy to a lot of Giants fans, but, I mean, are you just going to now bring in two new guys? I mean, is there the experienced coach? He's not like the, like John Mara won't go down the John Gruden route. He's not going to do that. Now, who else is there that you want to bring in?
Yeah,
Spags? You going to bring in Spags? Well, who's his offensive coordinator? I mean, is his offensive coordinator the guy from Miami? Who was Cam Ward's, or is Cam Ward's offensive coordinator? All right, you know, maybe that's something they could do. But the more I think about it, the more I think that they're just going to keep those guys. And then I cannot wait to see who the Jets hire. It's going to be hilarious. It's going to be so funny because they're just going to do the same thing again. And then those guys will just, I'll just, when we see him at training camp, we'll be like, you know, we're going to talk for 3 years. That fourth year, you're not going to be here.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. And it's not your fault.
Right.
It's not your fault. Everybody who comes in here, it's the same thing. So don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, you know, that's why you have to offer, you know, your recommendations.
I've been screaming about John Gruden a million times, but they won't do it. Woody Johnson won't do it. And I don't know what the hell happened with this Bill Belichick story. I need to know more. And I saw the Athletic people and Diana Rossini put it out, and then Connor Hughes had confirmed the story. I mean, I don't know if this is one of those things where they're like, hey, reach out to all the teams that have already fired their coach, but I haven't heard that yet, just to see if there's interest and maybe we could, you know, get more money out of this situation or more things that we want in the contract or whatever. But I can't imagine everything that Bill Belichick said about Woody Johnson and how much he hates the Jets, and he's put that out there publicly, that he'd actually be willing to coach the Jets. I will not believe that.
Well, it just goes to show you just how badly Bill Belichick wanted back in the NFL.
Well, not according to him, remember? He's like, oh, you know, Bill Belichick soured on the NFL and all that bullcrap because nobody wanted him.
Well, that's why he soured on the NFL, because nobody wanted
him. Exactly.
But what happened first?
Yeah.
So right. I could see his representatives asking around, seeing if anybody had any interest. But then again, North Carolina was on a very, very tight timeline, and they had to get their guy in there. And in order, you know, to actually get ready for this upcoming season in 2025, with the transfer portal open and the recruiting going on, and I think he already landed a 5-star QB going to North Carolina, so which is a good thing.
Of course. Get it going. You know he's probably going to have some success there early, you would expect, with his track record, so we'll see how it pans out. All right, Boomer and Geo. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.